And education can consist of many different things, notes commentator Desiree Cooper, not just lessons in basic skills like math or grammar or geography.
2 years ago, I was reporting a story about a poetry program in the Detroit public schools. At one middle school, I walked past a boy being admonished by his teacher in the hallway. I was surprised when the same boy showed up late to the class I was observing and moped into a seat in the back. The boy's name was Alan, and at recess he told me from beneath his nicked right eyebrow that his mother had deserted his family. He said that he was always mad because the teachers never respected him. The children in the class wrote beautiful poetry that day. When it came time for Alan to read, he sat hangdog and mumbled that he hadn't written anything. But as he left the class, Alan was clutching a piece of paper. I asked if I could see it. It was this poem. I am like an egg. I'm hard on the outside and soft on the inside. When the egg falls, it feels like my heart is broken by someone. When the egg is in the pot, it feels steaming hot with my bad temper. Alan was supposed to be suspended that day for fighting, but the poem's cry for help surprised the principal. They decided to give him another chance. I've seen it happen countless times, how creating art, a play, a painting, a song, has opened the door for a young person shut down by reading, writing, and arithmetic. I've often wondered if the creative process could have redeemed someone like Nathaniel Abraham. He murdered an 18-year-old teenager when he was only 11. I've covered his case for 3.5 years. As a child, he'd been labeled as having severe emotional disorders, attention deficit disorder, maybe even delusions. He'd been segregated in a classroom for the emotionally disturbed, punished, suspended. He'd been given mostly everything, but an opportunity to find his own power through art. He's 16 now. Recently, I received a sheaf of papers in a plain brown envelope. Inside was a stack of Nathaniel's poetry, including this. I want to love and I want to hate. Stay far away is how I handle it through the day. I want to be kind, but suspicious is always in the corner of my mind, which leads me to not be kind. My thoughts and emotions are separated apart, so I am held with two hearts. His poetry reminded me of myself at 15. Back then, I was a timid high schooler with glasses a sliver too thick and legs way too skinny. I was the new girl, the one who didn't quite fit in. So I became a poet. I know how essential writing became for me and what promise it holds for Alan, who sees himself as a boiling egg. I mourn that it has taken a murder conviction to unlock that same power in Nathaniel. I write poetry to express myself instead of reacting certain ways, Nathaniel said about his work. Only I can set free the real worth of me.